This week on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we are going round table. That's right, we're doing it again, and they'll keep coming. We did one on Trump, so we thought it was only fair to do one on Hillary. I'm with her, the slogan says, but the question is, are you really? And are you even happy? Keep it locked to Two Black Guys. We're talking HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Sean, so the slogan is, I'm with her. I know you're with her, but are you happy, dude? That's the question.
Dude, I'm happy when I'm lying on the white sandy beaches of Barbados drinking a rum punch. Can I say I'm happy with Hillary or this election? I don't know if happy is the word. You know, overall, I'm disappointed that these...
Happy is the word, bro. That's the question. Dude, are you happy?
These adults and, you know, what I would assume higher educated people could be so belligerent. I'm really, you know, I'm just disappointed.
Whoa. You said belligerent.
Wait a second. I heard it.
I'm
going
to have to stop you.
It.
Don't stop. I'm going to have to stop. You meant belligerent.
I meant belligerent in the hood.
I
meant belligerent, brother. You don't know those words, dog. You live in Malibu. In the hood, I'm going to call it belligerent. It's beyond belligerent. I know. That's why I said it for
wow.
you, for you stushy people. And
new word alert. New word alert. Sean has made a new word. It's now official. They are belligerent.
They are belligerent, dude. And I
That's
just can't,
it.
I'm, you know, I'm disappointed, but sadly enough, you know, I have to be in her corner versus the crazy Donald Trump corner. So, yes, I don't know.
All right. You know what? I know the lady with the facts is just itching to get in on this. So, Dion, what are you happy?
She's belligerent.
Well, I can't.
Hashtag belligerent.
Hey now. All I can say is this, Arlington. Hillary has definitely been working her little monochromatic pantsuit off for the last, 23 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Killing her with the comedy this morning. It's killing her.
I mean, really. I mean, for those who don't know, I mean, she gets her drive from her mother, who actually was abandoned as a child.
Wow.
And was supporting herself by the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
So when I learned, a little bit more about Hillary and where she began, you know, you can't not think that she's for the people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think you can't not think she's for the people. But according to Moody's analytics, she is really not going to do too much for the people when it comes to jobs and the U.S. GDP. They conclude that a 10-year look at her policy, you're going to get a 2.8% increase in GDP. And, yeah, she's going to add a couple million jobs because she's going to legalize a couple million illegal immigrants and expand the pool of skilled labor. More skilled labor, GDP goes up. Sean, what are your thoughts?
Legalizing illegal immigrants, to me, is a no-brainer. I mean, I love the plan, dude. I mean, America is founded by immigrants. With the exception of our producer, Jackie, we're all immigrants. We would be here.
Jack said she came, her people came here against their will.
Yeah, she took an early boat. with her high yellow butt. I mean,
yeah, she said she was forced labor. It's a different thing.
You know, and, you know, I know for a fact us getting our work authorization was a challenge. We all had to get it and find a way to get it. But, you know, I think for that, we've been paying taxes for over 20 years to the government. And when I look at, you know, who I think they're opposed to or who the real conflict lies with, which is, like, I would say, for argument's sake, the Mexican labor. I mean, I've never, you know, I don't understand the issue. I think Mexicans are probably the hardest working people in this country, you know, from what I've seen with my naked eye.
Wow, there's a bunch of Jamaicans right now going, what about me, Bridget? What about me? I have 8 jobs.
I'll say this. She is, in terms of make it in America, she does want to actually invest $10 billion into this initiative, bringing together workers, corporations, universities, government. And the idea is to keep jobs here, profits, products made in America.
Can't be mad at that.
However, I mean, $10 billion, where is the money coming from?
Well, I'll tell you where this money is going to come from, Dion. Hillary believes in the reallocation of wealth. She's trying to be this modern-day Robin Hood. Now, I'm not trying to be a hater of her plan, but everybody's under the ideology that of the rich are thieves and the poor people are being exploited. So we have a politician like Hillary, they try to tailor to the poor as being the right choice. Now, I'm not 100% agree with that. The wealth needs incentives to do business in the U.S., or despite what you think, they'll find other accommodating countries that will house their fortunes and will exploit America. The U.S. is the largest market in the world, and no matter what restrictions you put up on people, they're still going to find their way to do business in this beautiful country. And countries like Switzerland, Cayman Islands, and Ireland are only taking advantage of, you know, U.S. tax laws where the wealth are just finding other ways to house their money.
I hear you talking, big dog, but the reality is her tax increases on the wealthy are matched by her spending increases to help out the middle class and working class and so on and so forth. So at the end of the day, it becomes a wash. They're basically saying that her tax policy is going to change the life of middle class Americans, which are 60% of the households, by 1%. That's nothing.
There's a great article in the USA Today that talks about her plan in depth. And they're basically saying taxing the wealthy, it's still not enough to cover all of these plans. You know, so you're absolutely right.
Yeah. There you get it. I'm right. Finally.
For a change.
Yes. It's nice to be right.
But surprisingly, when I actually did go check out her website, if you haven't heard, Hillary.com.
HillaryClinton.com.
Oh, absolutely right.
Again.
Again.
Right, twice.
Who's counting? But surprisingly, she's got some high rollers that actually support the plan. You might have heard of Warren Buffett. He's got a minute and a half video saying that, you know, he agrees with the fact that, you know, the wealthy should not be paying more than the middle class. He actually calls it the Warren Buffett rule.
I hear you, Dion. But did you know that Budweiser, the great American beer, I mean, I can see the Budweiser ads now. Is their headquarters is in Belgium?
Whether it's great is highly debatable.
Do you know that Purina pet food is in headquarters in Switzerland? Seagate is in Ireland. Apple, Facebook, and
what's
Google.
What's Seagate?
It's high tech, technical tech stuff. You understand. What do you think it was? A fish brand or something like that? Seagate, or the gate to tuna or something? No.
Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
And Apple, Facebook, and Google, they pay no taxes because they have subsidiary companies set up in Ireland as well. You know, now imagine if you lowered the tax rate or you gave an amnesty, how you would incent these big corporations to house their money back in the U.S. and how much jobs that could create, how much billions of dollars would be circulating back into the U.S. economy. So when you think you're going to tax these higher corporations and it's going to be, oh, they're just going to pay their taxes and be happy. No, they're going to find other places to work the system.
Once again, big dog, I hear you talking, but the reality is those companies have already left. They're gone, and they've left, and then they go back to the government every year and get more loans and make more money and pay no taxes and put that money offshore. So while these guys have gone already, Hillary needs to come up with a great solution to bring them back, and I think it's a shame that you get to rip off the government, then we give you amnesty to beg you to come back. Just saying.
I agree with you, Arlington, but it was these tax laws that got us that made them run in the first place. You know, that's the issue.
Is it that, or is it their ultimate drive for profitability regardless?
Yeah, they're all greedy capitalists. Of course, that's their ultimate drive. So you got to build plans around that will satisfy these greedy capitalists and keep them here so they keep the money flowing at the end of the day. That's my theory. And then everything would trickle down. But hey.
All right. I'll give you that. When it comes to trade, your candidate seems to be the biggest flip-flopper wearing flip-flops anywhere. There isn't a trade deal she wasn't for, but is now currently against.
Well, you know, as a beach bum that I am, I love flip-flops, so hey.
I guess you do. But the question is, does the rest of the American public?
Well, gentlemen, there was actually an article done by CNN Money that talks about the fact that Clinton, her speech was almost completely devoted to trade, which is very telling, you know, in terms of where her focus will be. Americans now are split on whether they believe the U.S. should exit the trade deals, you know, according to polls. With regards to the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal,
right,
that President Barack Obama had been pushing, Clinton, as you know, went out of her way to stress that she is not supporting that controversial deal that she helped draft.
Exactly.
And I quote, listen, she said, I oppose it now, I'll oppose it after the election, and I'll oppose it as president.
Well, you sound like, sound like her.
I know. She sounds like she's giving a stump speech there, Dion. Maybe you should be running against her.
Channeling my Hillary Rodham. But yes.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. She was previously for it. In her book, The Hard Choices, she called it the gold standard. I hate to be like Donald Trump because he's been throwing that around week after week after week. But the reality is she was for it. And then the poor Obama presidency, they were like, we thought you were on our side. And she flipped on them like, nope, sorry, can't roll with you guys. So they're standing out there like, what happened? And now she's telling the workers, the American workers and American labor, that, you know, she's not for these trade deals, and she doesn't think these strategic initiatives will strengthen anything for the United States in the Asian region.
Well, the United States workers crazy. Would agree with you. They were actually picketing not too long ago.
Right.
Actually, I think it was last week to reject the TPP.
Right.
Basically, they're pointing out that the trade deals do not address currency manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
It accepts overcapacity in global manufacturing.
Right, just overproduction, essentially.
That's right.
Right.
And insufficient rules for state-owned enterprises. You know, so it provides very weak rules of origin for auto and auto parts. You know, it lacks the teeth to really ensure the rights of the worker and the standards that'll be implemented.
I just think it's funny.
You know, the real solution is, you know, we all have short-term insights. We don't think long-term. I'm a believer of limited government intervention. Adam Smith, the free hand is what I live by. I consider
the
myself
free hand,
you know,
in the marketplace that slaps you in the face.
I'm not a citizen. I'm a global citizen. You know, there's a big difference. Here we go. I'm going to say it. I'm a global citizen. And I've lived globally.
Like most staff. Look what happened.
I believe
him.
In a land without borders. If we lose jobs.
Wait, what did you say, Dion? What did Dion just say?
No, I said you heard that most deaf is a global citizen. Look what happened to him. That passport doesn't go too far.
I'm still keeping my North American passports. Thank you very much. If we lose jobs in one area, no, honestly, if we lose jobs in one area, we'll gain them back in another area. The world is constantly evolving at a pace that we've never seen before. And some skill sets are becoming a thing of the past and very quickly. So, or it may be better suited in another country. That's the fact. And to keep putting tariffs and laws and rules around stuff that's evolving and moving, I think is ridiculous. And the government will do this just to satisfy the voters, tell them what they want to hear, implement policies and tariffs that falsely promote jobs instead of saying the truth. You know, the truth is...
What's the truth?
Please, tell us the truth.
Get your ass back to school and learn another trade. And if your town or city does not match your skill set anymore, then sorry, move. I left Ottawa, Canada because... I don't think I was going to be some great Wall Street guy in a government town in Canada. So I moved to New York, which was a financial hub. Like, honestly, I wouldn't be doing this show today if I grew up in Ottawa, if I spent my years in Ottawa, Canada. But if I wanted to be a politician, then I would have stayed there. So move. Learn new skills. That's the real solution. They want to give you all these Band-Aid solutions, put all these tariffs and treaties. All these people are still fighting to do these jobs that are no longer needed. I'm not trying to make VCRs anymore. I'm not
all
trying
right.
to make...
You know, all just, right, I'm, all I'm, right. I'm, Sean I'm, is just so...
I'm belittering. I'm belittering right now.
Belittering.
Although a very interesting perspective, Sean.
Very
at the end of the day, nationwide, previous trade agreements have cost more than 1 million jobs and contributed to, you know, shuttering more than 60,000 factories. While in the U.S., we've accumulated a huge trade deficit with major foreign economies around
the world. And do what you should do with those factories, what we do with them in Brooklyn. We make lofts out of them. Build some nice lofts with those factories.
I don't know if loft living is a big thing in North Carolina, but
Adapt. Bring a big doggy daycare. Let a big indoor track. Let dogs, horses run around. Do what you got to do. Make it work. Be innovative.
Look, let's pull it back to Hillary. The reality is She was all on board with her hubby bill for NAFTA, which she said would expand U.S. exports, create jobs, and ensure that the economy was reaping the benefits of globalization. And then when that didn't work, she went, NAFTA? That thing was flawed from the giddy up. I don't know what they were talking about. It needs to be fixed, and I'm the one to fix it because we are not getting what we deserve. That is madness. That is madness. And then she finally, after Bernie's out of the race, lands at this great epiphany. Any trade deals that occur in the United States need to, one, protect the U.S. workers and raise wages, and two, strengthen our national security. Come on, guys, you can't be fined for that.
You know, back to my global argument. You know, when they talk about these trade and tariffs deal, I would like to be at the table for some of these deals. When they have
be at the table. When the question is, do they want you at the table?
I know.
They're like, yes, Bernie Mac, what do you have to say?
Because you're going into these conversations, the reason why these tariffs and trade deals fail, because China's coming on the table and say, we want to for our people. America's be like, yo, son, I want it for my people.
Was that a Chinese accent?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again. Okay, China's coming on the table and say, we want for our people. America's like, yo, my dude.
What is that guy, Jamaican Chinese?
We want things for our people. And the Mexicans say, hey, compadre, we want things for our people, amigos. And the Russians say, no, things for our people.
Did you say amigos?
Yeah, I said amigo, and I said Russian. So if you have all these special interest groups fighting for their own thing, how the hell are you going to find a common interest agreement? But if you think globally, like I've been saying the whole time, then you'll find agreements. If you look at it as one human being, one race, one unit, then we're going to find solutions. But if everybody's trying to fight for their own thing, how are you going to have trade agreements that's fair to everybody? It's impossible. But then, you know, the politicians will go back and try to sell it to their people, like, compadre, we work things out for our people. American, yo, my dude, we got things covered for you, dog. Russian be like, yes, things will work in Russia. And then the Chinese guy's like, oh, yeah, we have things working here for you.
Pull his mic, please.
So no way is it ever going to work. You're just fooling the public. Sorry.
I agree. And your candidate is the number one person confusing the argument by going back and forth. But that's enough of that. Dion,
yeah, they're called politricians for something. That's another word. Write that one. They're called politricians.
I'll take that. New word alert. Sean Linda's busting them out today. Hashtag politricians.
That one's going viral, people.
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
All right. Ready for the speed round, guys?
Yes, ma'am. Because I don't want to hear another accent coming out of Sean Linda.
You don't want to hear that.
Letters we have to write today.
I was going to give you
It's funny how they all sounded the same, right?
Pretty much, right?
But anyways.
All right, speed round.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Okay, we got a minute, guys. Let's do it. Round one. Do you believe that finances will be better with Hillary's healthcare proposal? Arlington.
Well, I think finances may be better because they're saying Barack's plan is about to go up by 25% in the next year or so. So I do agree that we can work on the Affordable Care Act, fix some of the challenges that are within it, like they did when Medicaid and Medicare first came out. They worked on it, they fixed it, and they made it more affordable. They can work on it. And yeah, so I give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she can fix it. Finances will be better. Costs will come down.
Nice, Sean.
Well, I'm going to take it to the higher level, take a step up. You know, when a president gets elected, the first 4 years, they're trying to keep everybody happy still so they can get reelected. So there's no way Hillary's going to disrupt the current healthcare to make it worse, to lose the core people that's voted for her in. So I say healthcare will get better based on that fact alone.
All right. Thank you. Round two. Do you believe Hillary will actually tax the wealthy and not increase taxes on the middle class? Sean, we'll start with you.
I, you know, personally don't believe Hillary attacks the wealthy because they're the ones that she's going to be dealing with now on the Hill. They're the ones that are going to have all their lobbyists out there making sure that doesn't happen. So I truly believe that she will not tax the wealthy.
You know what? I concur. If Hillary taxes the rich, I will shave my head. And you know, me love me locks.
Didn't you just tell me you found a gray hair and you're ready to shave your head? So maybe.
Whoa, easy. Why are you always putting my personal business in the street? I think it's always the same. Every year, every 4 years, they come out and say, we're going to tax these rich people. They're getting away with murder. And then who do they tax? The poor working middle class brethren. The rich are not getting taxed. Look out for the tax middle class because it's coming.
Okay, ready for round three. And you heard it here first. Arlington will shave his head if she taxes.
And I will do it live on Facebook Live. We will do it.
All right.
Okay.
Round three. Do you believe that Hillary will lower the cost of tuition for college students? Arlington, I'm throwing that one to you.
Hell no. The cost of college tuition isn't going down. What in America goes down unless supply is saturated? As long as kids are dying to get into college, which they are because they need to, you show me the school that's going to say, hey, this year we'd like to drop tuition. Hi, this is the Harvard Review, and we thought we'd drop tuition by 20% and throw $10 million of our budget out the window. Not happening. She did it, sadly, for the Bernie supporters to get them on board. And once they're on board, that ship will be afloat once she's in the White House.
Sean.
I say yes, they're going to be lowered because I believe in my millenniums. They are not one to take crap.
They're millennials, man. There ain't no millennials.
They're going to protest. They're going to pick it. They're going to make her hold her to that commitment. These kids out there today, they're a whole different level. They're trying to make change, trying to make things happen. There are strong, intelligent leaders. They know how to spark a momentum. If they don't do that, they're going to hold Hillary accountable to it. And just on that fact alone, I think she's going to lower school tuition.
Okay, Sean. And this is a speed round. Let's keep that in mind, fellas. Number round four. Do you believe
it's not the me, Dion. It's the millennium.
Do you believe the economy will be better with a female president? Sean, I'm throwing that one to you.
Hell yes, I do. I love my mama. My mama could have been president. My mom was alive today, but she'd be good. Yes, women, I definitely believe she will make an excellent female president. I think she'll be thinking outside the box, different from these tough, tied neck male presidents that we've had in the past. I think she'll be great. I think I welcome her as a female president. Looking forward to it.
Well, I think I have to agree with the millennium. On the other side there, I think a female president will be much better at handling the economy because they say that when women get into corporate structures, they really do help balance the conversation. They, as Sean said, they think outside the box. We all know, you know, who runs the finances in most of the houses across the country?
It's Jackie.
Women. That's right. My wife, she tells me what we're paying, when we're paying, and how much we're paying. And I say, great.
Well, guys, thank you. That's the end of our speed round.
Are we choosing a winner?
You know what? I would say this time it's a tie.
Sean
for entertainment and Arlington for content.
Man, I don't want no tie. I have four ties in my closet. We don't need five ties.
Well, let me tell you. You don't need another tie, but I'm giving you my bottom line. This week, yes, Hillary Clinton is a serious flip-flopper and a bit shady. But as Sean said, it's not politics, it's politricks. Hashtag credit to two black guys with good credit because you know you heard it here first. Politics is shady business. So in a nutshell, I'm with her because the other guy is a nut in no shell.
My takeaway is, you know, I was a little reluctant about doing this show, but I'm so happy my coworkers encouraged me to do this show because I didn't want to be praising Hillary and say all great things about her when I didn't agree with everything she has to say. But I'll tell you one thing. I may not be 100% committed to Hillary, but I'll say one thing about Trump, and that's it. Some of his views, especially about the White House, need to be overhauled, especially how difficult they made it for my man Obama, is true. But he's just not the right man for the job. He's literally insane. You don't know which direction he's going to go in. You don't know who he's going to insult next. You don't know what he's going to do for our diplomacy. So Hillary may be boring and archaic and not as exciting as you may think, but she's experienced, and she's not going to blow up the White House. So I would just say really think hard about who you're going to vote for in your decision. And really, you know, if you can, try to support Hillary. And that's it. Have a wonderful week, my people.
And I have just one word for the people out there today. Vote. And don't forget, please email your questions to twoblackguysgoodcredit@financiallyclean.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter @twoblackguysgoodcredit.
All right. Well, there you have it. I'm Arlington. the West Coast half of two black guys with good credit. Obviously, I'm not a millennium, but I have learned two new words today, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean, the no-coast guy, the global guy, and I'm out. See you guys next time, people.
And I'm still the lady with the facts. See you next week. Black guy.